Eagle Bound, good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Race frontrunners Brent Sass, Alan Moore, Michelle Phillips, and Hans Gott are running within about 10 miles of one another, headed toward the Yukon River community of Eagle. The front four left Dawson City within 40 minutes of one another around midnight and crossed into Alaska this morning. They're traveling a 150-mile section of trail that includes running down the Yukon River, up the 40-mile along the snow-covered Taylor Highway over American Summit, and then back down to the Yukon at Eagle. The leaders are expected into Eagle tonight, while a string of Quest teams behind them are scattered all the way back to Dawson, where some are still waiting out their 36-hour layovers. Long-distance mushers have a unique bond with their dogs, and as KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, a race like the Quest only deepens that connection.
Mushers get to spend hours with their dogs and learn about their own unique personalities. For some of the mushers, this personality is tied up with the breed of the dog, as with the German rookie Hendrik Stachnow's Greenland dogs. After arriving in Dawson, Stachnow's dog suddenly starts snarling mid-interview. He pulls the dogs apart. He says this is part of their independent personality, part of the reason he's dedicated his career and his quest to raising awareness of the heritage breed. In Greenland, no other breed is allowed to enter the country above a certain latitude, but they're rare outside of that Arctic country. Their independence might be wearing on him a little bit halfway through the race.
Yeah, always when I lose the control a little bit, then they make jokes with me, and then I have to see that I don't let the sled go.
But Stachnow has a strategy to calm them on the trail. The German has developed a unique way of yelling to his dogs when he's out of the trail. He calls it doggish, and says if he stops singing, his dogs stop running, which also makes them more prone to aggression.
It's created in my when I was a small child, and it has developed since that, but it's hard to say really, what words it is. It is, doggish, some kind of strange mix.
Andrew Pace of Denali is running a young team and says he started to pick up on some weird behavior when he clipped in some new leaders.
Yeah, they picked up some curious idiosyncrasies, as they tend to do, but I'm jumping perpendicular to the trail to just lay in the snow. That's Oryx's new thing.
And there's also some dogs that are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Brent Sass has a secret weapon in his dog arsenal, a leader that he held back to the last possible moment.
Jeep, this dog that I took on, he's the only dog on my team that I haven't raised and trained and bred. And
unlike most of the other dogs racing this year's Quest, Jeep is a sprint dog, which means he's stronger, faster, but with less fur and more possibility of getting injured over a long race. This year's rule change gave Sass the possibility of not submitting Jeep to the extra miles at the beginning of the race. And so far, he's exuberant about Jeep's skills, despite the extra work it means for him.
I mean, I change his get up. He's got coats and different shoulder coats and different things that protect him because he doesn't have as much fur. I mean, it's a labor of love. There's a reason that I'm putting up with it, because I really want the dog on the team, and he's a solid dog.
And there's also a more sentimental reason to keep Jeep there. He belonged to the late Joey Reddington, Sass's good friend and mentor.
It's a really proud one for me, and again, it sends Joey's spirit out there on the trail.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.